welcome to a special KPFA election night broadcast. Over these next 3 hours, we'll be bringing you ongoing developments at the national, state, and local levels. I'm Mitch Jezerich, and I'll be ushering us throughout the country with the latest results and analysis in the presidential and congressional races. And my colleagues, Mark Maracle and Ariel Boone, will provide coverage of the state and local ballot, including propositions, state legislative races, and local Bay Area initiatives, and county and city elections. Eileen Alfandari will also be with us throughout the evening, providing news updates in this important and historic night. In fact, we are going to begin with the latest updates from Eileen Alfandari. Good evening, Eileen.
Evening, Mitch. A nail biter tonight as President Trump and Democratic challenger Joe Biden are locked in tight races in battleground states across the country. From coast to coast, races were too early to call tonight. Florida was trending towards Trump with ballots still left to count. CNN is predicting the election may hinge on the outcome in the states of Arizona, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. Millions of voters put aside their worries about the coronavirus and some long lines to turn out in person, joining the record 102 million voters who cast their ballots days or weeks earlier. President Trump is holding an election night party at the White House. A new fence meant to be impossible to scale was erected around it. In short order, that fence was covered with signs, including some reading, "Black Lives Matter, Trump is unfit, and F your fence." Former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper has notched the first win for Democrats who are hoping to flip the Senate. Hickenlooper defeated Republican incumbent Cory Gardner. The former governor, Hickenlooper, laid out the issues he's ready to tackle.
To beat this pandemic, to make sure people have decent jobs and Main Street businesses can grow again, to get quality, affordable health care for everyone, to work toward racial and social justice, and address the pervasive inequities that our nation has tolerated for too long, and to protect our planet, and address the nightmare of these endless wildfires by tackling climate change.
Defeated Republican incumbent Cory Gardner pledged to help Hickenlooper.
And please understand, to all the people who supported our efforts tonight, that his success is Colorado's success. And our nation and our state need him to succeed. We need to be united together.
In another high-profile Senate race, White House ally and Senate Judiciary Committee Chair Republican Lindsey Graham survived in South Carolina. Democratic challenger Jamie Harrison's campaign stunned Washington by drawing more than $100 million in small-scale donations. But Graham eventually hit a similar fundraising mark, sometimes making pleas for cash on TV. Republicans now control the Senate, 53 to 47. Three or four seats will determine party control, depending on who wins the presidency, because the vice president can break a tie. In Kentucky, Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell fended off Democrat Amy McGrath, a former fighter pilot in a costly campaign, but he acknowledged many of his Republican colleagues face tougher races.
We don't yet know which presidential candidate will begin a new term in January. We don't know which party will control the Senate. But some things are certain already. We know grave challenges will remain before us, challenges that could not care less about our political polarization.
Arizona could see two Democratic senators for the first time since last century if former astronaut Mark Kelly maintains his advantage over Republican Senator Martha McSally for the seat once held by the late Republican John McCain. Voters across the U.S. received anonymous robocalls today and in the lead-up to Election Day, urging them to stay safe and stay home, and in some cases telling them they should vote tomorrow. The calls began over the summer and increased dramatically last month. Voters in Flint, Michigan, received a separate robocall telling them that lines were long today and they should stay home and instead vote tomorrow. A senior official at the Department of Homeland Security said the FBI is investigating. Flint is a heavily Democratic city. The majority of its residents are Black. And Democrat Sarah McBride has won a state Senate race in Delaware. She will become the first openly transgender state senator in the country. She won in a heavily Democratic district stretching from Wilmington to the Pennsylvania border. I'm Eileen Alfandary for KPFA.